Post.
These are my work shoes from Saturday night. They're brand new, not even a week old. I came to work this morning and saw these in the corner of my call room, next to the pile of dirty scrubs. I had forgotten about them until now. On these shoes, soaked between its fibers, is the blood of 54 innocent human beings. I don't know which were straight, which were gay, which were black, or which were Hispanic. What I do know is that they came to us in wave upon wave of suffering, screaming, and death. And somehow in that chaos, doctors, nurses, technicians, police, paramedics, and others performed superhuman feats of compassion and care. This blood, which poured out of those patients and soaked through my scrubs and my shoes, will stain me forever. In these Rorschach patterns of red, I will forever see their faces and the faces of those that gave everything they had in those dark hours. There is still an enormous amount of work to be done. Some of that work will never end. And while I work, I will continue to wear these shoes. And when the last patient leaves our hospital, I will take them off, and I will keep these shoes. And I will keep them in my office. I want to see them in front of me every time I go to work. For on June 12th, after the worst of humanity reared its evil head, I saw the best of humanity come fighting right back, and I never want to forget that night.
Dr. Joshua Corsa is a senior resident at Orlando Regional Medical Center. Thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.